Hello and welcome to Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and today we're going to be continuing with our NPC creation and talking about all of the different important things about NPCs and how to make those worlds brighter. And I've got a few examples I'd like to talk to you about in my own games right now. But before we get started, let's go ahead and first of all, make a plug for Epic World Builder. If you haven't used Epic World Builder, you can go to epicworldbuilder.com and go ahead and sign up for a free account. You can create up to 20 pages. You can create a campaign in up to 20 pages. All kinds of, we have, you have a map creator in there. We just talked to the artist and we've got new art coming. I want to be putting new art in there. If you have any suggestions, we have a help, and a kind of a feedback tab. If you have any things you want in the map maker or something like that, go ahead and put it there and we will start to put more in there. But before we get continued on with NPC creation, let's go ahead and give our shout out to our two cities. We have Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee is a place I've been to a couple of times, but normally I end up going north to south through Nashville. But thank you, everybody in Memphis, for actually listening. And then the other place I want to talk about, a place I haven't been, is Montreal, Quebec. Thank you for listening up there. It's people like you that help us to continue on and to make more and more content. So here we go. We're on, what is this? Episode 32. And we are going to be exploring the relationships of NPCs. So before, we had talked about, starting with the basics, name, identity, age, you know, those things with, you know, personality and behavior and stuff like that. Then we started talking about defining key life events and social and cultural impact, relationships, all those things. Today, we're going to be going even further and exploring relationships. And going through those key points and how to, grow those relationships. NPCs are, they're part of the backbone. I would say backbone, but then there's also, encounters as well. But, NPCs are extremely important when it comes to stories. In fact, in my last little thing I was working with in my last game, actually last night, we were playing and we were in a room, and this was I don't know, it's a mainline thing about vampires, if you know what I'm talking about. And we were in this area and a girl was there and the vampire showed up and bit her neck and then like disappeared. Interesting thing is, I was in a animal form of, I think, a lion or something like that, and I grabbed her and kind of threw her into the fire, and everyone looked at me like, what did I just do? I just thought, okay, well, she's been bitten, maybe I get confused with the zombies or whatever else, but I'm like, she's now a vampire, let's just, you know, she's not going to end up well, throw her in the fireplace. And before I was all done, they all kind of looked at me like, oh, she was charmed, she wasn't necessarily, you know, gone, everything else. I'm like, whoops. And those kinds of things, those those relationships, and it finds out it was a person we have been looking for almost 2 years. Not necessarily, it wasn't key to it, but it was something very, very early on of a missing child or whatever else. So those things are... I'm not necessarily, my mistake of just throwing it into a fire, but those storylines are important and make for really good, stories and things that people will talk to for a very long time. You're like, yeah, you remember that time when Mike did something dumb and threw that person in the fire? So NPCs are very, very, very important to the whole story. So exploring relationships. Consider the relationships that, have impacted your NPCs, such as, family ties, friendships, rivalries, romantic connections, all of those kinds of things. Relationships can greatly influence a character's development, providing motivations and creating opportunities of interest for interesting interactions within the game. So in the first one, we're talking about family ties. And when we create our play, a lot of times, not NPCs, but when players create their players, they love to intertwine it with their family. Like, okay, we have brothers. My parents were, died and everything else. All these different things. Take those so much that we do it in players all the time. Go ahead and put it into your NPCs. Family types, immediate families. Consider the NPC's relationship with their parents, with their siblings, or children. These can include support, support, conflict, estrange, or even loss. So, I have no children. I've lost my children. I've lost my parents. Family dynamics can be can influence an NPC's motivations, fears, and desires. An NPC can be very, very non-trusting because they've been on their own the whole time, or very, very clingy because they don't have parents, or they didn't have parents, or they don't have anything like that. So now they tend to have problems and of just having that basic, relationship boundaries, and now they are just on top of everyone. They have to be around, and they have to have somebody all the time. All of those are important. Ancestry or legacy. Explore how ancestral legacy, family reputations, or inherited responsibilities impact the NPC. Are they living up to their family name? Are they rebelling against it? Are they trying to recover a lost honor? Are they a part of a king's lineage? All of those kinds of things. So if somebody's in a kingdom and, they've been, it's king, son after son after son is king, and now they're trying to live up to what the previous king was, someone who had died and they're trying to make, their father proud because they were, a famous rancher or a thief even, people who have parents that, really want them to be something. I mean, that could have, they've tried to live up to that name, that ancestral name. Next, we're going to talk about friendships and rivalries. Forming bonds. How does your NPC make friends? Consider past events that led up to significant friendships. These relationships can provide support or resources for the NPC that can be leveraged in the narrative. So, sometimes an NPC forms those bonds and, either you have a strong bond because, of kind of war times, or maybe they're, thieves that have been together this whole time, or, people that are just loyal, or the opposite. They could be completely not loyal to them as well. But how do they form those bonds? Rivalries and betrayals. Past and present rivalries can shape an NPC's actions and attitudes. A betrayal can lead to quests for revenge, redemption, or attempts to reconciliation, offering dynamic storylines. Something I did, I've done it. I've experimented with a lot of different things when running a D&D campaign. I did explore with kind of having these factions, and the factions had nothing to do. There wasn't like a person out there like, this is my faction, but like keeping a list of players, and every time they did something for this city, let's say the city of Iron Hook. I don't know. The city of Iron Hook. They went in there and they kind of helped them out. I gave them kind of like points. Like I'd have a little chart that says Iron Hook and I gave them +5. And if they did something else, it was another +5. But then if there was another city that was against Iron Hook, I don't know, Devil's Canyon, I don't know. I would make them -5, or if they like stole something from that, they would go -5. So then when they were in the city, it was kind of a little marker to basically find out if they are, you know, if they go into a city and they have a lot of these points, they might be recognized. They might, you know, and maybe it has nothing to do with an actual number. Maybe you just know that if we were in this city, your players will be recognized a little bit more, and people will, you know, cheer them on, everywhere else. Or if they're in this city, they will be looked at down their nose and actually maybe even have a warrant out for their arrest. Maybe you don't need a number system. I played around with a number system for a very long time. But maybe it's just, oh, I know these people here and these people there. Maybe it goes along with the city. That might be gaming it a little too much and like a video game. So, but I mean, I played with those. And I kind of had these factions like this, you know, guild of thieves, you know, they kind of got honor points with them and they were able to play around, you know, play with them a little bit more, hang out with them a little bit more. And then if they were in the negative, but those, you know, the rival and that it was, I guess it was a it was a basic number to keep track of the rivalries and the bonds between a player and a city. But also, I say that to also just kind of have something in mind when you're creating an NPC, if the NPC's in a certain city or around a certain guild or a certain group, kind of know what those groups are. So if even though, you know, you create an NPC, and I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but if you have an NPC that's part of a thieves guild, right, you know they're pretty thick with that thieves guild, and that's a pretty easy thing to have a bond to kind of describe. But kind of think of the opposite. So if they're bonded with this guild, where are the rivalries or the other parts that they don't get along? Are they okay with this city? Are they okay with that city? Are three towns over, there's a guild that hates the guild that it's a part of? You know, kind of to keep track of that and add that as a little bit of kind of flavor text. Next, romantic relationships. Past loves, previous romantic relationships can add complexity to an NPC character, affecting their behavior and how they interact with others, including the player characters. Yes. So one of the most important things, well, not one of the most important things, one of the big things out there that gets everyone in trouble is relationships. We've all been there. We've all had a relationship. We've all had a relationship gone bad. And if you haven't, congratulations. We've had a relationship go bad and everything else. And that has shaped people and made people bitter. And there are a lot of times, definitely in, you know, a TTRPG where somebody has done somebody wrong. Past love is kind of destroyed. I mean, books are made of this, and there's you know, betrayal and murder and all kinds of stuff over love. So have that be a kind of part of it, of past loves. But then there is current relationships as well. An NPC's current romantic relationship can significantly impact their priorities and actions. This can introduce drama, conflict, or alliances, depending on the nature of the relationship and its you know, relevance to the campaign. I think, what is it? I know the Trojan horse and all that. That was Helena. You know, whole cities and whole armies and, you know, fights were done with it. We have, you know, David and you know, took someone, you know, David in the Bible took, you know, somebody and sent him off to war and killed him for a woman. These are all kind of not the best relationships, but there are other relationships. You might have a mage that's in a relationship with somebody, and now you're going down a path to try to save her, or, you know, all kinds of things when it comes to current relationships as well. Next, we have mentorship and protégés, mentors, who guides or influences the NPC. A mentor can provide a backstory for an NPC's skills, values, ambitions. The loss of a mentor can also be a pivotal life event. You know, one of the campaigns I did almost 5 years ago, I had somebody who had a brother, and I think we've talked about this before, and they went out riding. His brother died, and he ended up becoming a necromancer and doing anything he can to try to bring his brother back, and ended up getting a mentor that was a lich, and it was a bad situation. He was doing anything he could, didn't matter, selling his soul to just get his brother back. And that mentor guided him way down the wrong path. And all kinds of things went wrong. But then there are mentors where a loss of a mentor, can shape, you know, an NPC. I mean, some of the, you know, kind of was lost, in Lord of the Rings. You have Gandalf that was lost for a little bit, and it kind of put something in those, you know, NPCs of the group, and kind of tore the group apart and shaped the way it was. So mentors can be very, very, very important when creating an NPC and changing how their story is. Protégés. If an NPC has taken someone under their wing, consider how this relationship shapes their actions and decisions. Protégés can become central to the quest or moral dilemmas. So I've been watching. It's crazy. I've been watching a lot of 30 Rock lately, and Jack and Liz Lemon. You know, that's his protégé. It's a dumb example, but you know, you could have a protege that, you know, could be lost in the world or is been kidnapped or something along those lines, and your NPC that you're creating is doing anything he can or anything she can to find their protege again. So kind of important to kind of shape how things go. Affiliations and alliances. Organizations and factions. The NPC's relationship with larger groups, be it guilds, cults, or political factions, can determine the enemies and allies, offering rich narrative possibilities. This is kind of what I was talking about earlier about kind of this marker of which factions kind of got along. You know, you might have guilds or cults or factions that, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So two warring guilds or factions that were friends at one point, but now they were not friends, sorry, and now they are, because they have kind of this unified problem that they're trying to fix. That's something that could come along. Loyalties and amenities. I always say that word wrong. Explore the reasons behind the NPCs, loyalties or amenities. These relationships can lead to complex interactions and involvement in players' character choices. You know, loyalties are... sorry about that. My alarm. but loyalties are, you know, always something out there. In D&D, it tends to be a lot of people have loyalties. When they do get loyalties, they are very, very, very loyal. Continuing down, going through a lot of these, and a lot of these are kind of the same thing. We've gone through this, but communities and social relationships, role in community. How is an NPC perceived by their community? Are they a leader, or an outcast, or just like an average member? This perception can affect their interactions and their options available to them. A lot of times when starting out, we, and I'm talking kind of from player's part of view, when you start out, you have this, you're very low on the totem pole, right? You don't know a lot of people and you're working your way up in society. Something as a, you know, DM you might want to do is just kind of open up the whole realms and make them very powerful from the very beginning. Or maybe not just powerful, maybe they're level ones, but they have a lot of a lot of people know about them, and they are not necessarily very powerful, as in strength, but they are powerful because of their influence in society. Social networks consider the NPC's broader social connections beyond immediate relationships. These networks can provide information, resources, and complications in the game narrative. All of these are important, and they're kind of all hitting on the same thing. It's just how relationships with single people, relationships with whole groups of people, with guilds, you know, how they interact. All of those are important. And not every NPC needs to go into this detail. But there are going to be a few NPCs that you play around with that are so pivotal in your story that you really need to think about everything. And a little thing I love to do, when I head off to bed, I don't sit there and scroll through TikTok for hours on end. What I do is, that is my time to just close my eyes. And the problem is I go to sleep so fast, but I try and do as much as I can in my brain. Think through all of these possibilities. What did this character have with this character? What does this character have with this group of people or this faction? But yeah, all of these relationships are very, very important. And and I hope some of these trigger some things to get you thinking on how to do that. Once again, thank you guys so much. Go ahead over to Epic World Builder and build a campaign for free. And I love seeing the public campaigns. If you want, make your campaign public. It's great to have all this stuff that we can share and help each other out. And so once again, thank you guys so much. And always keep building.